News, I'm Steve Karish. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the devastating attacks on a Saudi oil refinery attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has this report.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in Al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There's another tropical storm near the Bahamas, which is still reeling from the near-total devastation from Hurricane Dorian last week. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited and said the Bahamas needs more help.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone.
Dorian led to the death of at least 50 people and the displacement of thousands. 1,300 are still missing. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Umberto is expected to become a hurricane by Sunday night or early Monday, but it won't threaten any land by the time it intensifies to that strength. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Supporters of the ongoing